This meeting to order, the hardest working council in the hardest working city in the country. Please call the roll.
Mr. McDavid?
Here.
Mr. Schmidt?
Here.
Mr. Thornhill?
Here.
Mr. Kespel?
Here.
Mr. Dudley?
Here.
Ms. Anthony?
Here.
Ms. Hoppy?
Here.
Mr. Thornhill, my left-hand man. Gonna miss you. Any comments?
Just briefly, I'd like to thank, it's probably a longer list than I'll make it, but from the beginning, the folks who made donations to my campaign and helped with yard signs and all those door knocking, which Mr. Trapp knows a little bit about, I think. But to say thanks to those folks and to everybody who voted for me and gave me a chance to come up and to be entrusted with the position of sitting on council, thank you. Thanks to coworkers and you know, folks who've put up with me not doing everything I should have. I'll get to the last group when I'm finished. But thank you to I want to thank the former city manager, Bill Watkins, our former mayor, Darwin Heineman, and particularly Jerry Wade, who was our former fourth ward council person, who really helped kind of guide me through the first couple of months of learning the ropes. So appreciate that. And then, of course, everybody who's on council now, thank you, each one of you. I've appreciated it and enjoyed working with you. Finally, thanks to my wife, Leslie, and my two kids, Cooper and Kinley. I've enjoyed it. A lot of people ask me if I hated it and couldn't wait to leave, and that's not the case. It takes a lot of time, but it's pretty rewarding, and I've enjoyed it. And I want to say thank you. I've tried individually. I may have missed a few folks on staff, but thank you all for your help and your willingness to provide what appeared to be probably mundane and silly questions, but you've all been very forthright, and I've enjoyed working with all of you, too. So, good luck to Mr. Trapp. I'm sure you'll do great.
Let me invite Mr. Mathis and Mr. Thornhill to the podium. Jason, all those ordinances, all those bills, all those resolutions. One more. Resolution of appreciation from your fellow council members, thanking for your representation of your constituency and your dedication. Left a better place. Thank you. Black, go right in your golf trophy case.
It's quite a room.
But it's a representation of appreciation by the citizens of Columbia for your service to the community. Last thing, you know, I've always felt that it was a nice thing to have a tree planted for you while you're still alive. And that is the case. So in honor of your service, the city will present a gift of a heritage tree to be planted and maintained in a Columbia park of your choice to honor your service.
Well, it's an honor to represent the staff and to say thank you in a formal way. You mentioned Bill Watkins. I believe he had something to do with the creation of this this sort of special commemoration of the work of the city. It's an original piece of art, and each one is made by hand and one at a time. So it is about the most special thing we can give. Take it. I won't drop it that way. So it is glad. It's made by artist Susan Taylor Glasgow. It's So thank you. You know, you are leaving, and that goes with that. And we'd like to give you something on a more personal level. It's a little something to spend in the district. We don't want you to forget where the downtown is. You know, Ward 2 is pretty far out there. So.
I'll look for the garage.
There you go. And a personal thank you. You know, you mentioned learning from the folks that came before. You certainly made my first year much easier than it could have been. Ropes and Ward 2. So thank you very much.
Invite former Councilman Thornhill to have a seat. The personalized permanent seat was not in yet, but it will be here for the next council meeting. I'd like to invite Councilmember-elect Michael Trapp to join the city clerk for our swearing in.
I, Michael Trapp,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of Second Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the Charter
of the City of Columbia
that I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and of the State of Missouri
and the Charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office
so help me God.
It's an honor for me to present you your commission for Michael Trapp, who is now Second Ward Council Member for the City of Columbia.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to invite Council Member Barbara Hoppe of the Sixth Ward to come forward for swearing in.
Barbara Hoppe,
do solemnly swear
that I possess all qualifications
for the office of Sixth Ward Council Member
for the City of Columbia, Missouri
that I am not subject
to any of the disqualifications
set forth in the Charter
of the City of Columbia. I will support the Constitution
and laws of the United States
and the State of Missouri
and the Charter and ordinances
of the City of Columbia
and that I will faithfully discharge
the duties of my office.
Help me God.
Congratulations.
It's an honor for me to present you your commission. I will invite Council Member Trapp and Council Member Hoppe to come to the to this. Let me ask Council Member Hoppe to make any introductions or comments that she wishes.
Yeah, I have a few prepared remarks. It's my honor and privilege to have served the City of Columbia in the 6th Ward for the last 6 years, and I look forward to serving the community for another 3 years. It takes a village to elect good, competent, and diligent people to office who will work tirelessly for the good of the entire community. I want to thank everyone who supported me in so many ways, both the people in the 6th Ward and people throughout the city. I want to especially thank the voters who used their good judgment to sort the true from the false, the genuine from the fabricated. I believe the voters sent a loud and clear message that they are intelligent, perceptive, fair, and have high standards. They expect those high standards in the city council person they elect who serves them, and they expect those high standards in the campaign that they run. They expect issue-oriented, positive, and fair campaigns, not negative, slanderous, false, and misleading attacks. They also want their city government to listen to the average citizen, be responsive, and represent them in a fair and a balanced way. I think the voters also sent a message that they want Columbia to grow in a balanced way and a dynamic way, and they want their elected representatives to work together to solve problems and find win-win solutions and create a stronger and healthier economy, community, and environment. All three of these must and can work together to support and enhance each other. Columbia is a great place to live, and that's why we're here, and it's a great place to work, and it's a great place to play. And although we have areas to improve, and we are working on these, and there are others that we need to work on, it's a continuing process, and it's an honor to be part of that process with the citizens of Columbia. I believe, and I think most of the people in Columbia believe, that Columbia is becoming a shining star of the Midwest, largely because the residents care about their community, are involved, and speak up and speak out on issues. I will do my best to serve the 6th Ward and the entire community in the 3 years to come. Please stay involved. Democracy and good government does not come easily. It is only through hard work, diligence, perseverance, and determination that we keep the wheels of democratic good government working. There is much to do in the next 3 years. Thanks so much for your support. Let's work together. Oh, and I thank everyone here, especially my husband, Mike, and thanks. And my daughter, Danielle, and her husband, my wonderful son-in-law, Mike.
I'll invite Councilmember Trapp to introduce any guests he chooses and to make any comments he wishes.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor. It's a great honor to be here and to represent the city of Columbia. I am an immigrant to Columbia, but the first time that I came here, I really felt at home and I felt like I belonged. And I knew within a week of visiting Columbia that this is where I wanted to live. And I'm honored that I've been embraced by the community and that the voters of the 2nd Ward have chosen me to be their representative. And I'm looking forward to giving back and working hard and being diligent in doing the people's business. I was told not to say so I'm not off to a great start. I'm the master of the prepared remarks, and I didn't want to do that today. I wanted to just to be brief, to say thank you. But I do want to say this. Jason referenced that I knocked on a lot of doors to get elected, and I look out and I see some folks that I knocked at their doors, and the message that I got from folks is most people are pretty content. Most people feel that Columbia is well governed, and that's not the what you you know, rouse and get excited about that, you know, we're a really well-governed community and things are going pretty well. But that was the largest and the most common message that I got for folks. Oh, there it is again. And so I'm really proud to continue that process, and I hope to be a responsive council member, both not only for the folks in the second ward, but for the people of the city. I'm especially thankful for the voters of the second ward, for all the folks who donated their time and their money and their efforts to see that that this change happens, and that we become an even more responsive and humane and vibrant community where everybody feels that their voice is heard and that the people on City Council are looking out for them. I will thank specifically the folks who helped out, Julie and Jeff and Vicki and Ann. All of your efforts were really appreciated, and the extra miles that you took, and without any glamour or glory or for any personal gain, that you really dug deep and worked hard and believed in my vision, and I want to do right by everybody in the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Trapp. Manager Mathis to make any comments and to acknowledge city staff.
Would everyone who works for the city council please stand up? So these folks, I won't go through everyone, but these folks are absolutely committed to the work of the council. We profoundly respect what you go through to volunteer for this job. And we look forward to working hard to realize your vision.
Thank you, Mr. Mathis. We will elect a mayor pro tem, and I will nominate Barbara Hoppe. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, all in favor of Barbara Hoppe as mayor pro tem, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. We will have a reception in room 1A and 1B, and we'll adjourn this meeting.
Congratulations.